This is the Greatness Everyday Podcast, and you're listening to the audio from our latest series on our YouTube channel as we upload a video every day this month. I hope you enjoy it and find tons of value in it. Hi everyone, it's Matt from Greatness Every Day, and today is Sunday, so that means I'm doing another book review. And today that book is honestly the best book that I think I've ever read, and that book is The Five Love Languages. It was written by Gary Chapman, and in it he reveals the secrets to love that lasts by discussing the idea that we all have love languages. By figuring out what our primary love languages are and what our loved ones are, we can have higher quality relationships in our lives. The book is a super simple read as well. I couldn't put it down. I actually read the entire thing in 24 hours, which is something I've definitely never done before. And I want to start this video by saying that I really believe everyone should read this book, and I mean everyone, especially some of us guys out there. I think most people would look at the cover of the book and feel that it's only for people who are in romantic relationships, but I don't think that's the case. Yeah, the primary audience is for couples looking to make their relationship the greatest it can be, but I also think it's good for people looking to get into relationships, maybe for those looking to understand why a relationship didn't work out, and also for people looking for better relationships with their friends, family, and anyone else they have in their lives. And I'm not someone who talks about this stuff a lot, and when I do, it's definitely not on a YouTube video. So if I'm taking the time to make this video today, you should trust me, it's a good book. As I read The Five Love Languages, I learned a surprising amount about myself and about the people in my life. I was able to think back, and there were a lot of events from the past that all of a sudden made sense because of something discussed in the book. And that's why I couldn't put it down. I would read until the end of a chapter, make a bunch of connections, and then keep reading. Ultimately, the idea of the five love languages is that we express love in many ways, and sometimes that love is received, and sometimes it's not. How can an action or a compliment be made out of love, but not interpreted that way? Well, basically, we all express love in ways that make sense to us. If I'm someone who likes to receive gifts, I'm probably going to be someone who likes to give gifts. But what happens when the person receiving that gift doesn't like gifts? Gary Chapman uses this book to outline that by learning to express your love and your spouse's love language, you'll be able to maintain a higher quality relationship than you've ever had before. No matter how good your relationship with someone is, it can always be better. The five love languages he teaches us about are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. And I don't want to go through each love language in this video because it would take a lot of time. And to be honest, I just really want you to read the book because it's so good. Instead, I want to challenge you to think about those five love languages I just described. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. And go ahead and think about which one you think your love language is. For me, I know it's definitely not receiving gifts, and I know it's definitely spending quality time with the people I love. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Then go ahead and think about someone you love. That might be your husband or wife. It might be a family member, or it might be a really good friend. I want you to think about that person and what their primary love language is, and think about how you can do something today to say, I love you, in a way that makes sense to them. The book goes on to talk about a few more important topics like love is a choice and loving the unlovely, and then wraps up with the love language profiles, which allow you to take a quiz to determine what your primary love language is. My friends and I have gone online to do this quiz, so I've put that link in the description below, as well as a link for you to get a copy of the book, and I'd really encourage you to do both. This book has tons of information that will never expire, it'll never get outdated, and that's why I've made a commitment to reading this book once a year for the rest of my life. What do you think about the five love languages? Is it something that makes sense to you, or is it something that you still have questions about? Go ahead and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. If you like this video, please click the thumbs up button, subscribe to our channel, and follow us on Instagram for daily inspiration and encouragement to live a great life. You can also visit our website at www.greatnesseveryday.online. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.